Zoomer Radio, home of the original greatest hits from 1975, Bad Time, Grand Funk Railroad, and we're about to have a really good time.
Oh yeah, and as time marches on, Bob Dylan has recently turned 85.
Which is craziness.
Yeah, back in May, and that calls for an ongoing celebration all year. And Eric Stein thinks so as well. Eric is the artistic director of Ashkenaz, and he is here to tell us about a special tribute event coming up this Monday, featuring acclaimed Yiddish singer-songwriter Daniel Kahn and award-winning blues and roots artist Paul James. Eric, good morning, and thanks for the visit.
Welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. First thing, I want to congratulate you, because you started the role of artistic director of Ashkenaz 20 years ago.
I began in the role 20 years ago.
In 2006, so that's right. Congratulations. That's a long tenure, and obviously you are there for a good reason.
Yeah.
And so you have a very successful festival, which starts at the end of August. This is sort of like a precursor to the festival.
That's correct. So the festival itself is every 2 years, so this is a festival summer. So starting August 30th this year, we have our festival starting. But over the last four summers, we've began a concert series in Earl Bales Park in North York. And this is a series that's, I guess it is to our festival as the pop series is to a classical orchestra.
Okay, that makes sense.
This series, we mix Jewish artists with non-Jewish pop artists, whether it's pop or bluegrass music or Latin music, all variety of different things. Mm-hmm. So the series is called Summer Jam. And like I said, it takes place in Earl Bales Park, which is a beautiful park in North York. And the event coming up this Monday is the third of our four-part series this summer. The events run every Monday, every second Monday during the summer. And so, like you said, with Bob Dylan's 85th happening early this year, it seemed like a fitting opportunity for us to celebrate his music. Obviously, he was born a Jewish person, became something else later on, but his music is certainly very resonant to a broad spectrum of people. But in terms of the Jewish part of this bill, we have an artist named Daniel Kahn, who's a very, very well-known internationally Yiddish performer. He's been in Toronto a number of times before as an actor and a singer, and he's done translations of Bob Dylan's music into Yiddish. So he'll be performing some of those translations at this event, as well as Yiddish translations he's done of Leonard Cohen's music, Woody Guthrie, Tom Waits. He sort of runs a pretty wide gamut in terms of his music being rooted in the Yiddish folk tradition, as well as the folk bard tradition.
And how does Paul James come into the evening event?
So it's actually these concerts, we've always done them as double bills. It's always been a quote-unquote Jewish act and some other. This is the first time that we've done a triple bill. So we have Daniel Kahn doing what he does. Paul James, who is a renowned blues performer and, you know, award-winning, he actually performed with Bob Dylan. And for the last number of years, he's been doing his own Dylan tribute show. His performances tend to be pretty faithful to the original Dylan recordings, with Paul's distinctive flair of his own. And then the third act that we have on the bill is called New Morning, and they're a newer ensemble that performed in Toronto over the last couple years. And they're sort of the flip side of Paul James. They interpret Bob Dylan's music in their own way.
Okay.
So it's not like you're hearing the album version of whatever Dylan song it is. You're hearing a familiar Dylan song in a new light,
which I think has a lot of merit. I think you can be a mimic, or you can really spin it, put a different spin on it, and that's really neat.
For sure, and Bob Dylan's music is so universal in that way that the songs are so powerful that they can be sung and interpreted in different ways, and I think it's a testament to the body of work that's there that so many people are interested in hearing it in different ways and performing it in different ways.
I feel like Bob Dylan would really want to see this show.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Well, he actually he sat in with Paul James at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Paul James will tell his stories about his encounters with Dylan, and we'll have a great evening under the stars.
Yeah. Now, this translation of pop music into Yiddish, is this something that is common, or is it something that is more common now? Or
it's quite common now, actually. I mean, Yiddish has had a massive revival over the last 40, 50 years, and particularly, I would say, in the last 10 or 20, that's really accelerated. We recently had here in Toronto the production of Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish, which attracted, I think, 15, 20,000 people over a two-week run. And there's so many examples of people doing things in Yiddish, new takes on the language. And it just tells you that the language is very resilient and compelling. It speaks to people.
How does Yiddish adhere itself to Bob Dylan's music, his lyrics?
You know, that's, I think, a question for the performer himself. And, you know, Daniel Kahn is very socially conscious in his work. And the spirit of a lot of what he does channels, especially that early period of Dylan's career, where it really was about social commentary mixed with great poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel does that in his own music. And then I think he picks up particular Dylan songs that resonate with his sensibilities. And lend themselves to a refreshed interpretation when you hear them in Yiddish.
May I ask you about the Ashkenaz Festival as a whole? Because I was on the site, and you've got so many things coming up.
Yes.
And you say this is every 2 years.
Every 2 years. So this is our 15th biennial festival. The first one was in 1995. And the festival is a little different this year than it's been in the past. We're in some new locations. We're going to be opening the festival in Kensington Market as part of Pedestrian Sunday at the end of the month on August 30th. So that's going to be a totally new thing for us to drop our festival right in the heart of the Jewish community's historical home in Toronto and mix it up with one of the city's most vibrant multicultural festivals. So that's going to be super interesting. We also have new locations in North York as well at Earl Bales Park, as well as Sherman Campus. And a series of events at Lula Lounge on Queen Street or on Dundas, and a klezmer circus performance at the Great Hall.
So the Bob Dylan night is this Monday.
This Monday.
But everything you need to know about Ashkenaz is on the website at ashkenaz.ca.
It's a great website, by the way.
It is. It's very colorful and has a lot of explanation around all of the events. Yeah. And Dean, we're going to play a special song
right now. And we're going to, with your help, Eric, we're going to whet our listeners' appetite, as it were. I'll get you to throw to what we're about to hear, okay? And you can explain it to us.
Absolutely. So you're about to hear Daniel Kahn performing his Yiddish translation of Bob Dylan's I Shall Be Released.
On Zoomer Radio.